Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
Welcome, song. Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Pharisees were typical of those whom Paul described as having a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. They viewed the law of Moses as a series of codes which they should implement and observe. They missed the whole purpose of the giving of that law, and being ignorant of true righteousness, thought that they could keep that law and therefore become acceptable to God. Their understanding lives on in the minds of those who would make the keeping of Moses' law to be the ongoing duty of the children of God. That man who has taught the true nature of that law is made speechless before its demands and stripped naked and bare in its presence. Rather than being able to recount his obedience to it or put on a display of adherence to it, he is humbled in the dust and made to lament the certainty of his own destruction. By the law is the knowledge of sin. All those whom the Lord is pleased to instruct in true righteousness have no hope in being able to keep any part of his law, regardless of how simple it may appear. This is illustrated in the account of the lawyer who asked the Lord how he might inherit eternal life. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What's written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? He was smitten by the law, yet sought to mitigate its blow by supposing a difficulty in defining who his neighbor was. Who has loved the Lord with his whole heart, soul, and strength? Or who has loved his neighbor as himself? He that has not kept one part of the law is guilty of it all, and stands condemned before the judgment seat of the law. Well-meaning men, but with weak understanding, seek to lay the burden of duty works upon the backs of those whom God has forever set free, disregarding the very principle upon which the righteousness of the sons of God is established. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Here in his own words, Christ is pleased to deliver a new commandment to his children, which is not conditional, but rather built upon the promises of God and fulfilled by Christ himself. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen. We are taught to love one another, not as we love ourselves, but even as Christ has loved us. The design of this commandment is not to lay another impossible burden upon the backs of God's children, but to establish once and for all that our love to one another is upon the same basis as that with which he has always loved us. This is a love which has its origins in God. We love him because he first loved us, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. This love is the fruit of the Spirit of God, in the people of God, and for the people of God. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. This love constrains the children of God to him and is the manifestation of his conformity to them, to his image. This love is not the product of the flesh, nor can it be enhanced by anything which men can perform. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. This love is constant. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Do you delight in his promise or seek to earn his favor?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.